There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. Welcome back to another one of my Attraction HQ podcasts. Now, today I've been joined by a really, really long-term friend, another one. I keep dragging them onto my podcast. And this is the lovely and amazing Matt Kendall. Matt Kendall is a very well-known hypnotherapist, and he also runs one of London's biggest meetup group, or England's biggest meetup groups, called Interesting Talks, which I've had the pleasure of speaking at a bunch of times. And what Matt really specialises in is he's really great at getting people to overcome social anxiety, and I know that might be holding you back from leaving the house, which we know is an important step to dating success. Matt is really helps a lot of people when it comes to just rebuilding. So if you've been in a position where, I don't know, you've come out of a long-term relationship, you've just moved to a new country or city, and you're like, where do I begin? Matt is going to be the person to help you start with that.
Well, I'll help you. Basically, there's some very, very tangible things that people can start doing straight away. The thing is, when you come out of a relationship, people try and sort of go back, essentially, as in, like, well, you'll know that when your friends have come out of relationships, because you'll start getting phone calls from friends that you haven't heard from in a long time.
Right.
And so this tends to happen. You know, people, they have a set of friends, they get into a relationship, they spend more time with those people. And then, obviously, when they come out of a relationship, they sort of try and relive their youth a little bit in a way. Now, the problem is, everyone else has moved on as well. So where you're trying to actually rebuild your social circle and you're wanting to go out again, well, other people don't. It's like when you were in a relationship, staying in for cozy nights and friends were calling you saying, come out, you're like, no, I'm going to stay in. Well, now it has been reversed. So
that's karma.
It is. And it's like, you can't expect people to go and do things which they don't want to do. So they might come out and meet you for a drink or something. But the thing is, to have a social life that's steady and secure, it's got to be one which you've designed and built, and not one that's dependent on whether you're in a relationship or not, or dependent on other people. So there are so many things you can start to do, because when you're in a relationship, or when you come out of a relationship, people often say that they're lonely, and the main reason for that is that you're spending a lot of time on your own. And the first thing to do is to go get Google Calendar or some kind of calendar type of device that you can record things on. If you don't plan things to start happening, things aren't going to happen. And, you know, you're not going to get invited to all these things. You know, things just don't happen by themselves. It's how you actually go and create this.
And I know that lots of guys that will be listening to this, the word I've heard thrown around before is called rudderless, which means...
Rudderless, yeah.
You haven't got your uni mates anymore. All your other mates have coupled up. You're now single, or have been for a while, and you need that kind of a band about town. And the thing is, social lives just don't materialize out of anywhere. Like, I can say I've got a good social circle, but my God, that's taken some cultivation and reinvesting in those relationships continually. And if you haven't invested, if you stayed in and watched the DVDs and the Netflix, it's not immediately going to translate into a social life success. And what I think is what was really smart about what Mike said as well is I actually use GCal all the time, literally, apart from my Sunday, which is my day of rest. I know what I'm doing pretty much forensically every other day. And you know, I've been through a bit of a ropey sort of breakup time myself recently. And it, honestly, a busy GCal has helped with that because there's no time to sort of sit around and wallow well, about your life.
Two real things there that I also want to pick up on what you said, really. One, you need to get yourself organised to do it. And two, the more time you have to sit around and think, the worse your problems are going to get.
Mm.
You never think yourself into positive ways. So, you know, it never
this
works
is a hypnotherapist well. Talking,
honestly,
so listen.
If you just sit about and think about your life, it'll depress you and it'll spiral. And you become very, very internal. Basically, your processes just become about thought and rumination, essentially, which goes to regret, remorse, which leads to frustration, which can go to anger, and basically depression. So sitting around thinking about how bad your life isn't going to help. Plus, when you do actually meet people, you're not going to be in a great state, so people won't want to speak to you anyway. So
I love how you're unpacking all this. Can I just say, like, we all know this stuff happens, but we're not really consciously aware, right? We just are moody or depressed or down.
It's the thing is, it's like, I've always found that people who suffer from depression, not always, but the people who I work with who say they suffer from depression or low self-esteem, when you look at their life, when you actually look at their, get their Google calendar, look at how they spent the last couple of weeks, and it's not hard to see why they're depressed. You know, they go to this job every day, but then they come back and don't do anything apart from look at their friends on Facebook to see how great their lives are. And so, of course, you're going to feel crap, and because now you're not probably eating properly, you're not probably exercising enough. So all of these things are kind of put together, and obviously, you know, usually sort of drink and any kind of other use of any other things all culminate into basically you staying in, not meeting people and feeling bad. Now, let me tell you, no one's coming to rescue you. Now, somebody said to me the other day, but you came and told me nobody's coming to rescue you. Yeah, exactly. I haven't come to rescue you. I've come here to say that nobody's coming to rescue you. Whether you do well in life or not, no one really cares, to be honest. You know, people think they care much more than they do, and they really don't. It really is. If you want to get the life that you actually want, and I don't just mean sitting there and fantasizing about or thinking the universe cares about you or anything stupid. I mean, actually going out and technically doing things, it's up to you. And whether you do it or not, it's not really going to affect anybody. So it depends on, are you going to choose to sit at home and wallow and moan about your friends being boring? I'm doing, you know, everything. but they're not being boring. They're getting on with their life. And the thing is, people who, when you get over the age of like 24, once you get out of uni, really, people kind of hang around together. One, because they've known each other for a long time, or two, because they've got some shared interest. It's time to find those shared interests and actually spending time with people you've got something in common with. Because if you look back at your friends that you had, you know, your previous sets of friends, you probably don't have that much in common with them, apart from the fact that you both went to uni or something like that. You probably don't have that much in common with them now. It's just it's a mind trap, essentially. It's an investment trap. You keep investing time with people that you know just because you know them. And the longer you know them, the more you seem to invest. So when you actually break up with somebody, it's actually a good time to reassess how you spend your time, who you spend it with, what you enjoy doing, what you don't enjoy doing, and begin to find the people who want to do the things that you want to do now and connect with those people.
Amazing. Wow, that was a good speech. And what I also would say is the thing that I see unilaterally with the men that I work with, and believe me, I assess everybody before they're allowed into Hayley Quinn Towers to do some actual work. And the thing that I'll see every single time in their assessment is, how are they spending their time? And it's literally, wake up, I go to the gym by myself, I work from 9 till 8 p.m. and then I come back and I watch videos on YouTube or I read a non-fiction book. Like, in what universe does that lead you to meet other people? You know, it just doesn't. And we are social beings and we need that as part of our lives. And you might not think there's that many people that you can connect with, but there are easy and obvious places and stuff that you can, steps that you can start to take, particularly, you know, as a lot of listeners will be, they might live in a, you know, a nice metropolitan city. They might be in a London or a New York or somewhere where they have access to that. And the world is set up. I mean, one of the great things that Matt does is he actually runs a great meetup group called Interesting Talks. And that's a great example of where people are coming together over shared interest to participate in something which has an educational aspect to it. So you walk away actually doing something you want to do and learning some stuff that's useful to learn. And then you're surrounded by like 70 other people who are into the same thing. You know, that's, it's obvious.
Absolutely. You know, I actually started Interesting Talks about 4.5 years ago. as a demonstration of how to set up a social group, really. It just kind of got a bit bigger than I anticipated. We're on the brink of 15,000. It's 14,919 people who all come together, not once.
That'd be great, though.
We'd have to get, like, Centre Court or something. I actually had to look at what stadiums we'd have to get. We'd actually fill out Centre Court. But you have to think, okay, just meeting people for drinking and stuff, it's not really the best thing to connect over. And when you introduce drinking straight away to something, it often has quite bad results. Going for drinks and stuff with people you've got stuff in common with is much better than this whole sort of pickup and dating thing. Is like, go to a bar to meet people. The fact is, people who are in bars are already with the people who they want to be with anyway. And so it's better to actually go to somebody with a bar than going to a bar to meet somebody, unless you're travelling and you don't really have a choice. So Meetup, I think, should be your number one resource on this. If you don't live in a city where Meetup isn't very big, it might be time to move city as well. Mm. You know, it's some people, you know, I do a lot of work with people who are like live out in villages in the middle of Wales or something, and they wonder why they're lonely. Well,
it's true. I would say rather than this is again, I'm going to be a bit harsh today, but rather than bitching about what's wrong with my life, there's no one there, what can you bloody actively change? What's in your control? You know, that, and that what I always think is that people that get themselves in these really tricky situations, often they have a very like, oh, option A didn't work out, so that's that then. You know, you have to think outside the box and be a bit more dynamic. And you, if your social life's that important to you and you live in the back end of nowhere, your focus for the next 6 months or year or however long it takes you is to get to somewhere where there are people that you can connect with, if that's your priority.
It's, you know, one thing which works really, really well is that the problem with like Meetup and social groups, if you can just go to something where there's no actual commitment and you can just sort of not go again or something like that, well, you're not going to form a...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Bond. People actually form bonds because they spend time together and they go through experiences. Something that's really worth checking out is doing some form of course. Whether that be night school, a weekend course, a week-long course, you might do one night a week for 6 weeks or something like that. When you spend time with people, when you're learning something or have, you call it a rapport builder, you're going to get on so much more with them. There's going to be so much less anxiety because you're focused on the activity as opposed to each other. So if you're just going to like a social group to meet people, there's obviously a lot of anxiety. If you're going to do a week course, you know, a marketing course, I run like workshops and stuff myself, and I see just how people get on over 4 hours, and I know that people actually stay connected afterwards as well. So if you're doing a course, if you're doing a learning thing, and also when you're learning, you're beginning to use different parts of your brain again, you become more creative, you actually become happier as you're learning things because you're actually doing new things, it'll make you much more adaptive to life as well. So if you choose a course, there's loads of universities that offer evening courses. There are loads of sixth forms to do it, and also just loads of private courses. So learn a skill, learn something, but try and do it, like, say, on a weekly basis, so you have to go every week. You might even want to do your A-levels if you never did them, which might include, like, one day of studying, again, a week. But actually doing something, learning a skill, will also make you feel better about yourself, which will actually make people want to speak to and engage in you more anyway, rather than just going, I just go out and drink, which isn't that interesting, really. But if you go, well, I'm doing this course, I'm doing this, you actually have much more to speak about when you do meet people everywhere as well.
Right, and I think that people always love people that are value givers and bring some value or some experience or some knowledge into their life. So if you can actually go to something or do something which the person you're speaking to hasn't known about themselves, you know, if you know about the cool event, if you know about an interesting course, if you developed an aspect of your personality, yes, it feeds your conversation skills. And also to other people, that's a lot more of a charismatic, attractive individual to be around than someone is who is in DVD wallow mode. And it's not that you can't do that ever. We all like a bit of a Netflix and a chill. However, if you have certain goals, I think people can sometimes have way too much of a sense of entitlement. Like, oh, I should have this amazing job and I should have this social circle. I should have this amazing partner. You do not get that stuff unless you actually take constructive steps every single day towards your goals, and then it gets better and better and it improves. And, you know, wishful thinking gets you nowhere. So obviously, Matt, you, the meetup is a first strategy, courses are a second. Are there any other obvious ports of call for people looking to rebuild?
Well, do you know what? I always say to look in three different areas: something physical, something creative, and something that gives something back. So those are a real good three balance. So something physical. Okay, so what that physical thing might be? Well, I would always say to look local to where you are, because the thing is, the harder the something is to get to, the less likely you'll actually go and do it. If you keep things much more local, you're much more likely to keep doing it. So I would check out notice boards, even things in pubs and stuff around your local area, to see what there is. One thing which I know an awful lot of people start doing at the moment is this military training fitness in parks and stuff. So if you live near a park, go to the notice board of the park to see what's going on. It might even just be like a walking club on a Sunday afternoon, which might be quite good to do.
Yeah, and if you're looking to meet ladies, I have to say, go to a lady-orientated thing. Dance, yoga, you know, Pilates. You know,
get a dog.
Honestly, it's true. Honestly. It's true. Oh, God, I'm a sucker. Like, if someone's got a dog with them, I'm all over that. But it's, you know, that's a great one. That's fitness. Creativity. Where can the people look to express that part of themselves?
So with creativity, basically that's learning a new skill. So that might be literally learning to do something new. So there's on Yplan, that's a great resource. So that's Yplan, letter Yplan, on well, it's an app on your phones. And basically they do courses, like weekday courses, weekend courses. This is mainly a London thing, I think. But there are so many great things which you can do on there. And creative, again, it's learning a new skill. So what can you do that's new? So can you take up something like photography or art? Something that just uses the creative area of your brain. And then giving something back. How can you use your time, skills and talents to actually give back to a wider community? So I often do lots of free talks. I do podcasts. I do interviews. I'm doing a talk tomorrow night. So I'm always making sure that I'm giving back, because when you're giving back as well, it makes you feel better about yourself, you connect with people, does wonders for your self-esteem, you get to meet other like-minded people. So how can you use your time, skills and talents? You don't have to go necessarily work in a soup kitchen. It might be giving, you know, if you're into business, it might be mentoring new businesses. So how can you give your time, skills and talents to people who need it for free? Because that's basically you giving back.
And you know what? Altruism, no joke. If there's one thing, giving back, it makes you feel good about yourself and it gives you something to talk about. And if you're like, oh, I can't talk to a stranger because I haven't got any conversation. If you genuinely are championing a cause, you have something that will get you out of bed and that gives you a motivation and impetus beyond yourself, which helps you to give that conversational material. Honestly, to people that struggle with conversations, I usually say, we all know how to talk. We've been talking for a long time. If you are not talking in the way that you would like with a member of the opposite sex or the same sex, if that's the way you go, or both, then it's not that you can't talk. It's that you're not allowing yourself or facilitating yourself to be your natural conversationalist with somebody that you're attracted to. So we have to work on that. A great workaround for this is actually just to be conscious and actually have something you're passionate to speak about. Because if you're passionate to speak about and you're not censoring yourself, it will come across well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And do you know what really works well is basically commitment and liability to other people. If you go to somewhere where you can easily, you know, cancel plans, because that's what people do all the time, just cancel plans, put yourself in a position where you can't cancel. You know, you are much less likely to cancel if you can't cancel and you actually have to go somewhere than if you don't. So if you're part of a team or part of a structure, you are much less likely to cancel. So rather than just going to the gym to do gym work, why don't actually become part of a cycling team where you actually hold a position, or part of a football team where you have to be there? So make sure you've got liability and commitment, and you actually have to be somewhere. And then basically that's how you begin to structure your diary. You actually begin to put time into your diary, and you've got to be certain places, things which you can't get out of and you shouldn't get out of, creative, physical, and giving something back.
Absolutely. And that's another great reason why actually sometimes going to ticketed events, you know, where you're, whether it's a dinner party or a play or an event, a pop-up event that happens to be going on, or even just a talk, like interesting talks, you know, that it's not a large level of financial investment at all, but the fact you have paid something means that you are that bit much more like, it's almost like an insurance policy for you turning up, which if you're struggling to turn up is such an important thing for you, a card for you to play.
Absolutely. Well, with interesting talks, everything we do is advanced sales and we don't offer refunds. So basically, if you've paid to come, you're coming. You know, you've got to do this for yourself. You've got to start to book things out. I'll tell you what's really good is most people who I've worked with who suffer from depression or whatever label they're sticking on it at the moment is because they've got nothing to look forward to. On a metaphorical level, they have physically nothing to look forward to in their lives. Now, the best part of doing anything is usually what becomes before it, basically the lead up to it, whether that be going on a holiday or whatever it might be. That when you actually begin to plan this out and put in your diary, when you see in your diary, you've actually got things that you want to do, that you're going with people with, you're going to have a great time, already booked in, well, you feel better about yourself. When you feel better, you get to meet more people, you've got more to talk about. So it all works together.
Okay, amazing. Well, we've bleated on a fair bit about meetup groups. Would you now be able to tell people if they're London-based, where they can find out about yours?
If you want to find out about interesting talks...
And it's also online, right?
It's also online, yeah. Basically, it's just meetup.com/interesting-talks-London. If you just type in interesting talks London or Matt Kendall, MATTKENDALL, just search for me. It's really easy to find. Or you can just go to the website interestingtalks.co.uk and there's some links from there as well to the actual live events. So yeah, please do check me out and check. We have usually two events a week, so there's no excuse for not being able to come down.
Amazing. All right. Well, if you think we've given you some good practical information, which is how I like to work, you know, this isn't just about, you know, I do a lot of stuff around mindset, but I also like to give, you know, simple, actual steps. So remember, get that diary in place, make financial commitments, think physical, think creative, think giving back, structure your time better, and start investing in your social life. And often, you know, you just do not get the relationship you want without that social circle to uphold it. It's so important. Build the social life, build the social circle first. The relationship will come. You know, it's not a chicken and egg scenario. There is a clear order to how stuff happens in your life. If you want to hear more, of course, please subscribe. Like, we spend a lot of time putting these podcasts together. We try and always offer you a lot of practical advice. I also have as well, if there's any women that have chimed in on this one, I also have my Love HQ podcast, which you can also subscribe to and check out. So anyway, I'm going to say thank you very much, Mr. Kendall, for coming down today and gracing me with your extremely practical tips. I literally had to do nothing. I just slumped on the sofa and Matt owned it today. And we'll be back again next week with another Attraction HQ podcast. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as Plain Old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.